Be faithful till the end. That's the theme of the week here. And we want to serve without giving up. We don't want the Lord to find us unfaithful when he does come back. And we think a lot of times of the big things that could take us out. You know, we think of serious problems that there are folks that are in here that have very, very serious problems, have disease issues you're dealing with, death of loved ones, and divorce, all kinds of issues, and all kinds of things. But I'd like to preach to a different group of people here this morning, because you know, Dr. Upman used to say that he found that it wasn't really the big things that caused people to get out. A lot of times, when something really, really bad is going on, it will drive us closer to the Lord, right? And we get a lot of preaching and a lot of help whenever there's something real big happening like that. The church supports us. The church comes behind us. The church drops off, you know, pound cakes at our house and trays lasagna and prays for us, right? But what Doc said was that he found that the thing that got people out and caused them to be unfaithful, more than the big things, was routine duty and the inconsistencies of the brethren. The small things that you find people aren't rushing to help you with, and people aren't rushing to support you with, and people aren't, you feel like, have you ever felt like, I'm going through all these little things and no one's praying for me? That's a tough place to be. It's a very tough place to be. And you've heard good preaching this week about helping you through these big things, but I'd like to talk just a little bit and preach just a little bit about that routine duty and about what God has given us to be able to help with those things. Because if routine duty and the inconsistencies of all of us working with each other is one of the main reasons that people get out, I mean, if that's it, it's the, you know, we change the light bulbs and it's too bright in here now, that kind of stuff. Those little things that cause a pastor to go, I can't believe they left because they didn't sing a solo in the choir, right? All of those little things that cause people to be unfaithful, if those are the things that are driving more people out of church, then I'd like to pay just a little bit of attention to it this morning, because God's given us something to be able to help with those things. So how can we know when we're in danger of getting out because of some small things like that? How can we know when we are in danger of that? And what is it that God has given us to be able to overcome those kinds of things? Look at Nehemiah chapter number 8, and we see it right here. It might not be what you think it is. Brother Kenning was preaching. He said the ability to be faithful doesn't come from our strength. He said it comes from God's strength. And this is the passage right here where in verse 8 it says, they read in the book of the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. Nehemiah, which is Tirshatha, Ezra the priest, the scribe, the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Y'all have been there, right? The preacher gets up and preaches, and he gives the sense, and it causes you to weep. And there's a time to weep. But Nehemiah and the leaders here said in verse number 10, go your way, eat the fat. This is what preacher mentioned last night. Drink the sweet. Send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy. Neither be ye grieved. All the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth. Do you see that it says make great mirth? You know what that is? That's laughter. It's joy. There's some laughter there. Now, I already said, Dr. Rutman said, the main thing that causes people to get out is routine duty and inconsistencies. You know what else he said? He said in life, and I wrote this down, Doc said, in life, the most valuable thing outside of old-fashioned salvation is a sense of humor. Now that's profound. A sense of humor. You know, when we are, they do studies on everything, right? When we're little kids, they found out that little kids laugh an average of about 100 times a day. And when you become an adult, you laugh less than 15 times a day. I mean, it drops off real bad. And I guess that's because you get a job and there's nothing to laugh at anymore. But then they found out that there's good news. The good news is that when you turn 80, you start laughing again. The bad news is life expectancy for the average person is 78. So that I know, and I'm not saying that's why I said for the people that are having serious problems, this message is not for you. You can't laugh your way. I'm not trying to be Job's miserable comforters here and say you should just laugh at it. No, I'm talking about for the rest of us who aren't facing some kind of serious crisis and are just getting worn out by junk, right? You know, there's gum on the pew, and I can't believe someone would, or you pull out into the traffic, and where did all these cars come from? Well, the same place you came from. Come on, you know? What? Or you go into the Walmart, and there's nobody checking you out of the Walmart. There's a Walmart with 1,000 registers, and there's one person checking out the Walmart. And you start to get mad, you start to get frustrated, you start to get bitter, you start to get angry at all the little things. That's when you're in danger. And gentlemen, I'll speak to you specifically because it'll happen to us before it'll happen to the women in here. You start to lose your sense of humor. You start to get mad about every little thing going on. You're in danger of getting out for the reason Doc said that. Now, I know the ministry is very serious. There's all kinds of serious things going on. But we can't just sit around and soak in all the serious, terrible things that are there. Let me say this. I had a man that I knew one time, and I witnessed to him a bunch. He would not get saved. And he said to me, Sam, you know why I won't get saved? I won't get saved because I don't understand Christians. They believe that there's a hell and that it lasts for eternity. He said, if I believe that there was a hell and that it lasts forever, I would sell everything that I had and I would move to some other country and I would witness to people until they all got saved. I don't understand you Christians. And I thought about that for a long time. And you know what? You know, I didn't know what to say to him at that point, but if I saw him again, you know what I'd say to him? The reason we don't sell everything and move to another country just like that is because they have a word for people like that. Homeless. That's just not how it works. God doesn't want us to sell everything and go move to another country and be dead of starvation in 6 months. He wants you to be serving him till you're 60, till you're 70, till you're 80 years old. And in order to do that, you're going to have to say, even though the work of God is very serious, I can't just take myself so serious. That sense of humor, that laughter, you've got to hold on to that. You've got to make sure that you're keeping that. You've got to make sure you don't let anyone steal that from you. The Bible says a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And we just need some medicine. Just need to laugh a little bit. You don't need another sermon. You need to hear some jokes. You need to just laugh. It feels good, doesn't it? It's a blessing to be. It's kind of like a breath of fresh air. Psalm 126, you don't have to turn there. It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. And you know what Dr. Walker said the other day? I wrote it down. He said, the servant of God is sweet, not sour. In order to be a faithful servant till you're done, till this life is over, you're going to have to make sure you keep your sense of humor. Keep your sense of humor. Have you lost it today? How do you know you lost it? Well, you start getting real frustrated, real upset about minor things, thinking about quitting over stupid stuff. Pastors, do you remember what you wanted to quit over a year ago? If you can't remember even what it was, it's probably one of these small things. Right? Probably one of these small things. I remember we had a song leading class at PBI, and Dr. Ruttman taught our song leading class. It was absolutely wonderful. But that was like the gimme class. You know, that was like underwater basket weaving for PBI. All you had to do in song leading class was just do this, right? It's the easiest thing in the world. You don't even have to. And Doc always graded on a curve. If you just stood up there and did this, he was like, okay, brother, you'll pass. It's fine. There was a guy there that struggled all year. And in this class, Doc would say, okay, everybody stand up, grab your hymnal, and all follow along with me. And here's 20 guys in there. We're all, you know, Thursday night in Pensacola, standing in a metal building doing this with the Dr. Ruppman standing up there. And there's a guy up there, you know, second or third row, and he is just, he's real bad. He is not anywhere near what's, he's doing all kinds of crazy, weird stuff. And Doc said, okay, hold on, brother, now look at me, follow me now. And Doc starts talking to him directly, and he's getting mad. He's starting to breathe, and I'm going, oh boy, we're about to see something here. And Doc said, no, brother, listen, the downbeat, brother, it's the bum ba da bum ba. You don't know how Doc was, right? Bum. And the guy finally slammed his slammed the thing down, picked up his stuff, and said, I can't do it. That's it. I quit. Turned around and walked out of the building and left school. He's in the ministry today. Don't worry about it too much. Sorry. Like, wow, that was depressing. When he walked out, the whole class got what y'all were just then, like, ooh. And Doc leans over the pulpit and he goes, no, y'all see that, brother? Y'all see that? That right there is an oddball. Oddball, you know? When you start taking these small things and letting it get under your skin, brother, you just need to laugh a little bit. Just need to relax a little bit. You just need to stop taking yourself quite so seriously. Me and my wife, we get along real well, but every once in a while we'll argue a little bit, just a little bit, right? And something happened not too long ago where we were fighting a little, and I went into the closet to grab a dress shirt, and I pulled out, and it was Judah's dress shirt. Judah, will you stand up real quick here? It's that size right there. It's a 10-year-old. It's a white dress shirt. It was Judah's shirt, right? And I just thought for a second, Tara did this to me on purpose. Because I don't know if y'all know this, I'm shorter than my wife is. Y'all see it? You see it going through? Going. So I go to the closet and I pull it out. Tara, do you? Oh, I'm sorry, babe. I thought that was yours. You know, that kind of a situation. Listen, you may be trying to solve all the little problems when what you really need to do is just get a sense of humor about them. Not the big things. I'm talking about the little things. I'm talking about, you know, the Bible says that Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, had a sense of humor. I may lose some of y'all here. The ones I'm going to lose are the same ones that Jesus Christ lost, the Pharisees. I'm sorry. And when you see the times when he used humor, it was usually to the Pharisees. It was the beam in your eye, right? It was the, I got a list of them here. He's the camel in the eye of the needle. The woman at the well, it was straining in a gnat and swallowing a camel. It was the blind leading the blind, falling into the ditch, sounding trumpets when they're given. These are humorous things, folks. You ought to be able to laugh a little bit when you read your Bible. There's humor all the way through the Bible. If you read the book of Jonah and don't laugh a little bit, you're reading it wrong. They repented so hard that they put sackcloth on the cows. That is humor, folks. That's God trying to say, there's something funny in there. So you ought to be able to just enjoy it. You ought to be able to enjoy it. It seems like it's not a big deal to keep and nurture and make sure you're building up your sense of humor, but it helps you to deal with the pains of everyday life. It keeps you from self-righteousness, thinking too much of yourself. Man, if you need a sense of humor, go work with some teenagers for a little while. They'll make sure you... I walked in this morning and one of the teenagers saw me and she said, oh, Brother Sam, you're matching today. Thank you very much, Kaylee. I appreciate that. That will stick with me for the rest of my life. You don't know that, but every time I grab a tie, I'll remember when you said that. Okay? It keeps you from thinking too much of yourself. It keeps you humble. It helps you with childlike faith. Some of you folks are struggling with doubt in here this morning. Some of you young men have been listening to too many weird podcasts, science-y podcasts, and thinking you're some type of an astrophysicist that's going to figure out the universe. You ain't going to figure out the universe. Just just leave all that to the scientists and just pick up your Bible. They haven't figured anything out that's better than this. Just say, you're going to get to a point where you just say to yourself, I'm not going to be able to figure out God and the origins and all this stuff. And if we figure it out, I'll leave it to somebody else to tell us how we got here and somebody else to tell us all the eschatology of where we're going. And while they're trying to figure out where we came from and where we are going, I will just deal with where I am today. How about that? All right, it keeps you with some childlike faith. It keeps you from making too much of your troubles. Humor, laughter, it heals up your pain. It helps you to see some hope for the future. It heals it up. Brethren, you need to take your humor more seriously. Take it more seriously. I'll tell you one quick story here. One of my favorite stories, the story of a little bird and his friend, the horse. He's sitting on the back of the horse. They say, let's go on a trip. Let's go across the county to that creek that's on the other side of the county, right? And so they take off. The bird takes off into the air, flying over to the creek, and the horse takes off through all the different fields and through the different jumping over fences here and there. And they finally get to the other side of the county, get to the creek, and they land there. And the bird lands on the horse's back, and the bird shakes his wings a little bit and says, wasn't that a great trip? The horse said, yeah, it was good, but man, all those fences. He's sweating and he's frothing and he's thirsty. And the bird says, what fences? That's what a sense of humor will do for you. It'll help you just to fly above those fences. To where when you get to the other side, like Brother Woodard just said, you'll be able to say, what a trip. What a trip. You won't come into church and say, oh, these fences. Oh, Sunday night is a fence, and Wednesday night is a fence, and this person is a fence, and that. Just take your sense of humor a little more seriously. Husbands, your wives will be happy if you do. Wives, your husbands will be happier if you do. Your kids, men, your kids will be happy if you'll have a sense of humor. Instead of getting on to them over every little thing they leave on their bedroom floor, they're a kid. Have a little bit of sense of humor with them. Take a little bit of laughter, and when we get to heaven, we'll be able to say, "Man, I enjoyed the trip." Yeah. Amen.